A few days after Halloween, it was raining pumpkins in Saanich, literally. Returning for its second year, Tillicum Center hosted the community favorite Pumpkin Smash Bash, where countless orange gourds met their fate, and the pavement, for a good cause. On November 2, hundreds gathered in the mall's front parking lot to watch pumpkins of all shapes and sizes take a 100-foot dive from the top of a fully extended Saanich Fire aerial tower. Held from noon to 3 p.m., event organizer Emily Miller explained that the Pumpkin Smash Bash was an event with the community at its core, featuring live music and hot dogs for those feeling peckish. "I just wanted to bring fun events to the community that people don't necessarily have to pay anything to be a part of," Miller said. "Folks can just watch if they like, or they can donate their pumpkins for a good cause. It's just fun for people to watch, come together, and have a great time." In addition to Saanich residents dropping off their rotting jack-o'-lanterns for a nominal fee or a donation of their choice, Gailey Farms and the Gorge Tillicum Community Association also contributed hundreds of pumpkins for the event. All the smashed pumpkins were later composted. Last year's inaugural event raised $1,200 for Saanich Fire Charitable, and Miller said she expected even more this time, with a turnout of about 300 attendees. Among those helping with the pumpkin smashing operation was firefighter Robert Hennessy. "So far it's great and everybody looks like they're having a great time," he said. "We just dropped the two Saanich Fair winners and there was a lot of cheering for that." Those winners, a hefty 96-pound pumpkin and another weighing 89 pounds, sparked some of the event's biggest reactions. Coming down to the mall for the weekend event, Hennessy said he wouldn't have missed the chance to have some fun for a good cause. "This event is a lot of fun for the community and for Saanich Fire Charitable," he said. "We're bringing money in for the NICU, Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, and Muscular Dystrophy. We have a pretty good focus on youth sports as well, so a lot of money that comes in today will go towards those programs and help the community." And while fundraising was the main goal of Sunday's event, Hennessy said the best part was seeing everyone cheering at every pumpkin drop. "Honestly, as long as we're out here having fun and bringing in anything, we're already winning," he said, cracking a smile. Hundreds of pumpkins were smashed on Sunday, November 2, during the second Pumpkin Smash Bash at Saanich's Tillicum Center. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Hundreds of pumpkins were smashed on Sunday, November 2, during the second Pumpkin Smash Bash at Saanich's Tillicum Center. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Hundreds of pumpkins were smashed on Sunday, November 2, during the second Pumpkin Smash Bash at Saanich's Tillicum Center. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Hundreds of pumpkins were smashed on Sunday, November 2, during the second Pumpkin Smash Bash at Saanich's Tillicum Center. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Wiener Man aided Saanich Fire in their pumpkin destroying endeavor. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Hundreds of pumpkins were smashed on Sunday, November 2, during the second Pumpkin Smash Bash at Saanich's Tillicum Center. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Hundreds of pumpkins were smashed on Sunday, November 2, during the second Pumpkin Smash Bash at Saanich's Tillicum Center. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Emily Miller poses with Graham Dowell, a member of Saanich Fire. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News. Hundreds of pumpkins were smashed on Sunday, November 2, during the second Pumpkin Smash Bash at Saanich's Tillicum Center. Olivier Lorin, Saanich News.